I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Waterfront living for people who might have a tough time affording homes. Newsline spoke with the founder of the Restorative Housing Organization, Kat Greenleaf. Kat, you have such an interesting story. I understand you moved to Seagate, the western tip of Coney Island, several years ago, and you really wanted to share the experience. Can you share with our listeners your thoughts about people who had been incarcerated and why they should be the people who get to enjoy waterfront living?
Well, thank you for asking. I think everybody should be able to experience life by the water. My family and I were lucky enough to find a home in Coney Island on the sea, and it had such an incredible impact on us on every level. And I wanted to share it, and we all wanted to share it. And we were trying to think of who might benefit the most. And we thought about people who'd been deprived of a lot of things, fresh air, sunlight, water, while they were incarcerated. And so that's where we decided to start.
Okay, so you have been working with a nonprofit organization who helps people who are leaving prison. And you've made it your mission to buy and rehabilitate these distressed waterfront properties in our area. So who pays for the renovating of these properties?
Well, we paid for the first two properties. My family and I decided to invest. We purchased a campus in City Island that has three homes, and then another home in Rosedale, Queens, actually a little neighborhood on the water called Meadowmere Park. So we did those two pilot projects. We were able, over the life of all of that, to hire 13 formerly incarcerated men and women to help us renovate. And then we opened the houses to rentals by Section 8 voucher holders. So the formerly incarcerated men and women help us renovate, and then the houses get rented to people with Section 8 vouchers. So that's what ends up paying the bills.
Right. So people who presumably are having a little bit, otherwise would have trouble paying for housing, it sounds like. You get out of prison, maybe it's not so easy to find a great job. How many homes have you renovated, and how many are you actually looking to renovate down the road?
Well, the sky's the limit.
Can't put a number on it, right?
Can't put a number on it, but what we did, so we did these first four homes on our own to test out the idea, and it worked so much better than we expected. So in order to keep going, we started the nonprofit, the Restorative Housing Organization, and now we're about to launch a fundraising campaign so that we can keep the mission going and growing.
What has been the reaction of the people who will get to live on the waterfront after having, as you have been quoted as saying, who had previously been living in cages?
I wish that radio had video, because the looks on people's faces makes it all worth it for my family and me.
Oh, they're just thrilled about it, right?
It's a very cool way to live, especially in New York City. You know, we don't think of New York as a water town, but it so is. And it's not just luxury condos on the river. There is water all over the place, and there are waterfront properties that are more easily affordable than you'd think. So it's an amazing thing to be able to open this up to everybody, really, but certainly, right, people who were not in line to live on the water previously.
And the reaction of the people who are working on the houses who were previously incarcerated. Same deal. We don't have video. They're pretty happy too.
I'll share a story with you. Okay. I had an employee over the summer who was helping me out on City Island who was going through some stuff in his life. And I could tell when he came to work that morning, it was not going to be a very productive day. And I said he could go home. And he said, you know, I really just want to stay. I really just want to sit by the water. And that happened repeatedly with several employees. And what a gift to be able to share that.
Yeah, great for the workers, great for the future residents, and it sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing it too. Kat Greenleaf, great story. Thank you so much for being with us here on Newsline. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.